Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 153. Today, Tim asks, if you find yourself not loving your story at any point, what do you do with it? In particular, I'm interested in this question at three stages. A. When writing the rough draft. Well, Tim, if I find myself writing through a rough draft and not feeling the story, consistently not feeling the story and being completely stuck on it, I do one of two things. I either throw it out and start over, or I put it in the drawer for a month or two and come back to it after I've done another project. Sometimes this means that the book stays in the drawer for a few years because I'll do another project, come back, have another go at it, and it's still not working for me, so I throw it in the drawer and whatnot. My book, The Automotive, which isn't out yet but will be out this year before Christmas, is one of those that I wound up having to take like 8 goes at over the course of 6 years. And I finally came out with something that I really, really love. But boy, that book stretched me in ways that I don't even want to think about. And I still have no idea how good it is. I just know that I'm really satisfied with how it turned out. B. While editing the story. Well, if I'm not loving it when I'm editing the story, I really don't care. At that point, if I've been able to stay connected with it well enough to finish the story, I have to trust that there was something there that pulled me through, and that some readers will find that thing. Now, if I find that the story is broken, which I have on a couple of occasions, that there's something that changed halfway through the story that fundamentally invalidates one half of the book or another, at that point I'll kick it back into the writing phase, and usually will just sacrifice everything after the point where it breaks. This has only happened to me once on a novel, 4 or 5 times on a short story, so it's not something that happens very commonly. Once I'm at the editing point, as long as the story works, that's what I care about. And my first reader, Kitty Nakian, is really, really good. She can tell me if a story doesn't work, and I trust her judgment far more than my own, because I'm too close to it. C. While preparing the book for independent publication. Well, at this point, once we're talking about packaging, the deal is done. The book is done, I've fixed any problems that I've found, or that my betas have found in the proofreading and beta reading pass, and if I'm just not feeling it when I'm packaging it for publication, well, that's kind of my problem. Sometimes it's just because I'm sick of the story at that point. And the more self-critical you are, the more important it is to keep this in mind. After you've been engaged with the story for a while, you can get really sick of it, and it doesn't have any bearing whatsoever on the quality of the story or the quality of the reader's experience reading the story. You're just going to get sick of it from time to time, and you may never be the kind of person who can read their own work and enjoy it. I am kind of rare. Most of the writers I know just cannot stand to reread their own work, just like most of the actors I know can't stand to watch themselves on screen. It's a whole different part of the process for them, and it just never works. They see themselves too much in what's going on, and they can't experience even a fraction of what a reader might experience going through it, or a viewer might experience going through it, so they never even bother. And that's perfectly okay. Most people work that way. So don't take it too seriously if you've gotten the story done and then you start disliking it. At that point, release it to the world and let the readers decide. And if they don't like it, they won't buy it. They'll get the sample, they'll not like it, they'll pass on it, they'll look at the next thing you've written if they've already got a track record with liking your stuff, or they'll move on and forget about you if they don't, and you might be able to catch them later on with another book that's written along different lines or packaged differently. Thanks for the question. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.